in the limelight. Some high-level officials of the Bangladeshi government have recently expressed concern that the Rohingya refugees residing in their country represent a security threat to Bangladesh and to the wider region. Under this premise, they have implemented a series of restrictions on the Rohingya communities in the refugee camps. But there are no facts to back up their claim. The Rohingya believe the restrictions have been put in place mostly to try to persuade them to go back to Myanmar before adequate safety measures are in place there. Here we present you an interesting article which appeared in the Asia Times website. The piece is titled, Rohingya Refugees Need Rights, Not Restrictions. The article has been written by Khin Mung. The author is the coordinator of the Free Rohingya Coalition and founder and executive director of the Rohingya Youth Association. Please stay with us for more of Khin Mung's article. Historically, the Rohingya have not been the perpetrators, but rather the victims of persecution and genocide. In order to rebuild positive and safe communities, they need access to their rights. They should not be treated as criminals. Syed Muazzam Ali, Bangladesh's High Commissioner to India, addressing a conference on tackling insurgent ideologies, stated that the Rohingya crisis could create a threat to peace and security in the region and press for its early resolution through the repatriation of refugees to their home country. Syed Muazzam Ali said the Rohingya people could become an easy target for radicalization, so the sooner they are settled back in their homeland in Myanmar, the better. The fact is they have come from the killing fields to escape persecution, not to settle in Bangladesh, which is not their country. They are reliant on others to secure sustainable solutions for them in Myanmar in order to return. They are waiting until that time. Recently, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina underlined the need for the quick repatriation of displaced Rohingya Muslims back to their home country, their country of origin, Myanmar. Sheikh Hasina said it will be better for Bangladesh if they go back as early as possible. Whilst her statement is correct, the situation and conditions do not allow them to repatriate yet, as there are no guarantees for their security in Myanmar, their safety, and also their citizenship rights. Security is another major concern for those living in the camps. The Bangladeshi government has said that it plans to replace fences around the camps under the premise that this will help to protect them. Rohingya are doubtful about the effectiveness of this measure. They feel the fences will not make them any safer, but rather will create further restrictions on their lives. Bangladesh is not their country, and they are not citizens of Bangladesh. Nonetheless, they are entitled to basic human rights in Bangladesh. They need access to education, they must have security, and they must have access to healthcare, like all human beings. These things also help them to build supportive communities that are less vulnerable and less likely to resort to crime. The internet has been blocked since September of this year, and Rohingya faced the confiscation of their mobile phones by security personnel. Blocking internet services in the refugee camps as though they are a threat in Bangladesh has many negative consequences. The communication blackout will isolate them from their families back in Myanmar, and if they face security threats in the refugee camps, they're unable to inform the police about it. In order to stop criminal activity, they need a greater presence of security forces and law enforcement officers inside the refugee camps, and continued access to communications. Criminal activities such as kidnapping and trafficking will increase day by day if they cannot inform the authorities in time. They need to be reported as survivors of genocide, not vilified as criminals. Recently, the Rohingya have had other new restrictions imposed on them. It is not only the shutdown of mobile phone services in the refugee camps, but also restrictions on working voluntarily for non-governmental organizations, NGOs, providing services to their communities. There are increasing restrictions on their access to basic education and freedom of movement within the refugee camp areas and to the Cox's Bazar area to access medical treatment and training opportunities. In short, their human rights are increasingly being curtailed and they're being treated as though they're all criminals. On 25th of August every year, Rohingya commemorate the day on which the Myanmar military resumed its genocidal campaign that drove around 700,000 of Rohingya into neighbouring Bangladesh in 2017. This year, they came together to remember those who lost their lives as a result of the genocide. The gathering of Rohingya people was misunderstood as a threat by the local community in Bangladesh. A lot of hate speech spread in Bangladesh and tensions increased between the Rohingya and the local communities. The local media were implicated. No measures were taken to prevent hate speech. Instead, further restrictions were imposed on the Rohingya and their rights were further limited. Also, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that provided funds for them to commemorate the Rohingya victims of Myanmar's genocide faced restrictions. As a community rebuilding after the devastating events of genocide, they have a need to remember the victims and mark the atrocities perpetrated against them. Restrictions will not curtail that inherent need in years to come. The Rohingya can never forget the humanity Bangladesh showed in time of need in 2017, when the borders were open to them as they fled for their lives. Their gratitude to Bangladesh is also reflected on a part of their commemoration events. They are not a threat to Bangladesh's brothers and sisters. Please allow the Rohingya to continue to live in dignity in Bangladesh until safety is restored in Rakhine State in Myanmar and conditions allow them to finally return to their home country.